excuse me, time certain items. Can you read the first time certain item, please?
Item 69, accept the quarterly technology oversight committee report from the chief administrative officer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And if you could do me a favor and introduce yourselves for the record.
We certainly
Thank
will.
You.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Jen Clodius, Senior Management Analyst with the Office of Management Finance and staff for the Technology Oversight Committee. With me today are Dr. Wilfred Penfold, who is the former Mayor Hale's representative on the TOC, and Jeff Baer, the Director of Bureau of Technology Services. As you know, the TOC is made up of 5 members, each appointed by the council members. The other TOC members are Ken Neubauer for Commissioner Fish, Diana Garcia for Commissioner Fritz, Josh Mitchell for former Commissioner Novick, and Mike Lynch for Commissioner Saltzman. We are here to present information from the Technology Oversight Committee's quarterly report for October through December 2016. That quarter, TOC followed only one project, ITAP. Normally, we would project dashboards showing you the condition of the reports. However, because the ITAP contract ended last summer, the dashboard would be full of NAs. This will change, and Jeff and will explain how that's going to change over the next quarter. In December, TOC added 2 projects to their portfolio, the Data Center Move project and the SAP Enterprise Asset Management project. TOC is also tracking but not overseeing 2 other projects, the Invoice Cloud Electronic Bill Presentation Payment System and the 5E Telephone Switch Migration. Wilf is going to explain where the projects were up through the December report, and then Jeff will add bring you up to date on what's happened in the last month. Wilf?
Yes, hello. Good to meet the two new members of the commission. I wanted to cover the 3 projects that that Jen talked about, particularly the first project, which is the larger project that we've had for a while. We'll talk a little bit about the other 2 projects, which are both new to the Technology Oversight Committee. The main project I wanted to spend a little bit of time on is the Information Technology Advancement Project, which, as you know, we've been working on for a while. I'll give a little bit of a description of it for those who are unfamiliar. This project develops a paperless permit and case management process and allows complete online access to permits and case review services. Project deliverables include a digitization of online access to historical permits and property information, implementation of an updated permit and case review information management system, online case and permit application and review services, and mobile online access and fields for field staff, and implementation of an automated queuing system. As you can see, it's a fairly complex project. We've, over the last year, I think that those of you who have been on the commission and seen TOC reviews before know that this has been a tough year for the ITAP project. I think the right things have been done. I'm feeling that this is probably the first time the TOC has been able to come to this meeting optimistic about the ITAP program. Last year was difficult because management of the program had to look for good ways to bring the work to a halt so as we can have a look at where we want to go from this point forward. I think we're at a key point in that project. I think that the outlook is very positive. We're seeing nicely structured forward-looking planning coming in, and we're at a point which I think that the opportunity is there for us to take a different approach to this task that is more incremental and allows us to make some significant progress as we move forward. So I think the TOC would indicate that we are positive about where we're going in the future. Jeff, did you want to add to that?
Thank you, Will. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, members of the council. Jeff Baer with the Bureau of Technology Services. And you may recall, as we reported last quarter, we did complete an external assessment, and we've been using those recommendations as we begin entry into what we're calling a discovery project. And Paul Scarlett and I, the Bureau of Director Development Services, and I are co-sponsors on this project, and we actually launched the program, this new discovery program, on January 2nd. And as our rebranding effort, staff had the opportunity to submit and vote on a name for the new program. We have selected that. It's now going to be referred to as POPS, Portland Online Permitting System. So you will no longer hear about ITAP for our reports going forward. And that really represents how we want to deliver an online development process and tools, and it really has that foundational activities of the system, which includes development reviews, permits, applications, and inspections, and so forth. And it really is an ability for us to create a more positive presence online for the permitting system. And so for the first half of 2017, so over the next 5 months, the team is really going to be focused on this discovery project. It'll thoroughly vet the status of the work that's been done to date. We're going to establish very strong planning and governance structure and looking at options as we're moving forward. And in addition to that, some of the other things we've changed, and we've hired a new program manager to oversee this process. It's Lori Levy, who actually is coming from our staff in the Bureau of Technology Services. She formerly ran our project management office, and so she's been assigned to oversee the program for this new effort that we're pursuing. And in parallel with that, our efforts are pursuing an upgrade to the existing Amanda Track system. One of the things we found is that the current version of that system is an outdated, unsupported version. We are in the process of getting that to a supported version by the vendor. So those are some big milestones that we're working forward on. And I'll pause there in case there are other questions. I do want to say to Commissioner Saltzman, with his effort in getting us to this point, I know with Commissioner Daly, that's now BDS is reporting to Commissioner Daly, and appreciate the support we've had so far. So.
Can you tell me again what the POP stands for?
Portland Online Permitting System.
Thank you. Wow. Any further board questions or comments at this particular juncture? If you have nothing else, we'll get to any public testimony on you do have more. Okay, very good.
Before we move on to the next update, I do want to share, this is the first time, we just had our TOC meeting last night on Monday.
I'm sorry, TOC?
Technology Oversight Committee.
Thank you.
Which Wilf represents. First time in probably 2 years, we've actually got green status showing on our progress. So a huge change from where we started from.
I would back that up by saying that we're very happy with where we've got to. It's been a tough year to get here. I think we're in a really good position, but I think there's still a lot of work to do. So we appreciate your attention to what we're trying to do here and your support as we go through what will be a new planning cycle on this program. So thank you. You want me to?
Yeah, the second project.
These two projects are new to the TOC, so there's really not a lot of update, but it's worth sort of just outlining what they are. So the Data Center Move project, which is this project is to move the city's primary data center from the Portland building to a competitively selected co-location facility. This project will also obtain a secondary out-of-region co-location data center for facilities that will be used for data center recovery in the future. BTS requires facilities that offer acceptable levels of physical security, power, cooling, redundancy, monitoring, and compliance. So this project is just, as I say, coming to the TOC. We're expecting there to be quality assurance added in the next month. They have not been assigned yet. We'll be reporting on this as we go forward. Jeff, did you want to?
Yeah, I'll just do a quick update. So we've been diligently working through the terms and conditions. We did select a vendor who is Via West, who is out in Washington County in Hillsboro off Highway 26. And sometime in the next few weeks, we're going to be returning back to City Council for approval to execute that agreement. So we're just at the final tail end of getting through the contract terms and conditions. And our schedule remains on track to have the data center vacated out of the Portland building by the end of the calendar year.
And we're going to keep monitoring this one because it impacts many of the things that we care about in the Technology Oversight Committee. So it's an important project. One of those, the final project is the Enterprise Asset Management Project. This project will implement a solution for management of property and facilities by constructing a central repository for all city-owned land, and will build a facilities asset management system. It is an integrated and scalable solution that will improve tracking, cost management, and planning for preventive maintenance. Again, this is a new project, and we expect the quality assurance team to assign a new manager to that very shortly, and we'll give you updates as we progress on this program.
And one notable update I have on this, I've currently placed a hold on this project. related to the data center until we have a migration plan fully baked out so we actually know when we're going to be moving the data center out. What we don't want to do is have new applications put onto the data center so that we then have to undo and move it and then replace them back on. So it's currently on hold right now.
That concludes the report. Any questions or comments, concerns?
I had a question on the data center move. I guess, is the intent to ultimately move the data center back to the Portland building, or is it to keep it in another location?
No, it's a one-way trip. Once it leaves the Portland building, it will not be coming back in, and it'll be housed permanently out at the co-location, which is Via West.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. We will also have disaster recovery associated with that, and I think the plan right now, I believe, is it's out of the region, so it wouldn't be impacted by any sort of incident that might happen.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Any further council questions at this particular juncture?
Just thank you for the report, and we're going to do our best to keep it in the green. I like the green, too.
Great. Thank you. Carla, how many people do we have signed up for public testimony on this item?
We have 5 people signed up.
Very good.
The first 3, please come on up, are Charles Bridgecrane Johnson, Jesse Sponberg, and Star Stauffer.
The usual reminders, if you could just state your name again for the record.
Absolutely. I actually want to be, I'm Charles Bridgecrane Johnson, but I'll be disgustingly germane to the topic of TOC, Technology Oversight Committee. However, it is interesting to notice that one of their projects that's in this report is the removal of rack servers or old Iron Legacy servers. We didn't actually get the verbal specifics in the presentation of what kind of equipment is going to be vacated from the Portland building as that undergoes its many $100+ million renovation. And when it's gone, how many homeless people will be able to sleep in the server room? Hopefully we'll have a better solution at the end of the year when those old iron pieces or server rack equipment is gone. We'll have someplace better to emergency shelter people than the plastic-covered second-floor meeting rooms of the Portland building. One thing that I think that has never been under the purview of the TOC and needs to be is police accountability statistics and reporting. I think especially today, people would love if not just under the United States versus City of Portland for the DOJ settlement, but under the Technology Oversight Committee, we made it the incident reports were plain from the IPR so that people could go and look and see, oh, the armory of the Portland police is 7 pepper balls and 13 rubber bullets less than it was 2 days ago.
Folks, again, I've offered to meet with people on this subject after the city council meeting across the street. No, actually, public testimony has to be on the item that's being discussed. This is not a discussion about police accountability. This is about a technology project. I'm still very happy to meet with people on this other issue after the meeting across the street in the park. But let's please keep our testimony germane to these issues because we do have people who are here to testify on these subjects, and we're taking their time away.
Thank you. And I am serious.
And we're stepping on their voice, and that is not fair to them.
I am serious that in addition to that work from the city attorney's office and the teams you've got working on the DOJ settlement, that it's interesting that other projects have come under the purview of the TOC and are in the report, but improving government transparency on police activity has never been there. So it's something for you to think about. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning, guys. My name's Jesse Sponberg. Forgive me. I'm really scared right now. I wanted to talk about the moving of the records from the Portland building and the seismic requirements that we'll have to make sure that we look. I can't even think right now, knowing that last time I came here and tried to testify and he brought the police, they almost snapped my head off my neck for no reason. So please forgive me if I'm shaking right now and if my voice wavers, because it's taking a tremendous amount of courage for me to sit in front of you, knowing the kind of brutality that you authorize on people like me. So please, forgive me for speaking up here and forgive me for speaking in the streets, but I'm honestly scared. So don't let this brave face betray how much I'm sweating right now or how I can feel drops of sweat running down my arms, knowing that at any time one of these women could be thrown down the stairs or I could be thrown on top of Teresa Rayford, who asked me to tell you hi. She's in the hospital right now and she's getting better. So let me get through this. So the thing is, we're moving our records out of the Portland building to a safer location because the Portland building needs seismic upgrades. But the truth is, if the city of Portland was to experience an earthquake that was close enough to the Hanford Nuclear Reservation or to the Columbia Generating Station, can you see me shaking, Ted? Is this how you fucking lead a city, man? So if there's an earthquake in Portland, it's going to hit those 11 fault lines on which the Columbia Generating Station sits. It's the same model as they have in Fukushima. For us to spend all that money on the Portland building, when people are dying in the streets, even though I can't even get my thoughts together. Why are those cops here, Ted? Why the fuck are those cops here, Ted?
Mr. Spahn.
Okay, I'm sorry. If the Columbia Generating Station should fall victim to a seismic event, the entire city of Portland downwind from the place on the Columbia River, which is only 210 nautical miles upstream, will turn into a wasteland on the level of Chernobyl. I don't think it's a responsible use of city money right now to dump so much in a place when people are dying in the streets, including babies. And I just think it's unfortunate that you are so pressed to just handle the everyday city business when this city is still on fire, Ted. But now it's even worse. There's babies dying. People are being shot in the face. And you, with that same stone face, are just business as usual. And it really hurts my feelings.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Star Stoffer. This is the first time that you and I are face to face. Not the first time that I have met these other folks, except Chloe. You're new as well. I had a lot to say about technology oversight, but like Jesse, I'm having trouble finding my words. I'm curious why there are so many police here for what is seemingly a business-as-usual city hall meeting, but...
How many police are there here?
22.
There are 22 police.
Standing right outside the door waiting to beat our asses.
Well, I don't see any police in the chamber.
They're upstairs.
Okay. Anyway, keep going.
Amanda, will you show them where they are, please? Will you show them? You really don't know there's 22 cops here?
Excuse me, folks, listen.
You just asked us.
I'm getting back to continue your testimony. Please continue.
Thank you.
Let's try and keep this moving.
I'm assuming that by technology oversight, that includes the uses of our available technology right now. Maybe not. But right now we have technological resources throughout this city. The police, in fact, who 22 of them are upstairs right now, could concur that they have resources available to lend aid to the community rather than just terrorize the community. And I'm just curious why that is not being talked about more. Why is that not more of a pressing issue for you?
This testimony is not relevant to the issue at hand. Is that the end of the public testimony?
We have two more people signed up.
Okay. Unless you have testimony that's germane to the issue at hand, I'm going to have to ask you to move on.
I have a whole minute and a half left.
To talk about the item at hand. If you're not going to talk about
which
the item
at hand.
Which
is technology oversight, correct?
That's correct.
And so what I'm talking about is the use of the technology that we currently have available to us here in the city of Portland in regards to how it can benefit our community and not just this council and the police force that seem to have a controlling utilization of that technology. The police themselves are a major piece of technology for this community that need to be deployed in servicing the community instead of terrorizing the community. So if we're talking about technology oversight, then I'd like to talk about that, because they are a piece of technology in this city. That is relevant. It may not be the words that you would have chosen, but it is definitely relevant. And as a woman and a community member in this city that goes out day after day after day and works with the community and builds a relationship with them, you don't get to tell me my voice isn't relevant. I will come back every single Wednesday if that's what it takes until you acknowledge that my voice is relevant. Right up there. He has the technology available to him right now to utilize it for the benefit of this community, for the actual safety of this community, to lend aid to those who are dying of exposure, to lend aid to people who are just trying to utilize their rights to peacefully assemble. If we're talking about technology oversight, then I guess my question is, why are you using the technology available to terrorize instead of better your community?
Thank you.
The last two are Standard Schaefer and Robert West.
Again, name for the record, please. Please stick to the item at hand.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Standard Schaefer. I'm representing a group called Empower Portland, particularly their ad hoc committee around seeming communication problems between emergency services and the PPD. And so I'm curious about how this technology is going to improve that. So far, investigations seem to show that there's an extreme communication problem, that when police officers are tear gassing innocent civilians.
I'm sorry, this is not germane to the
it's
issue.
It's absolutely germane. I've talked to the fire department about this, and they don't know what kind of gas you guys are using.
Again, people,
they don't know how
want,
to triage
if you want to
injured
speak
patients.
On this subject, I have agreed to meet across the street after this meeting.
Will you meet
meeting,
with my group about the
if you
emergency
want, you
communications
can sign up
breakdown.
Like everybody else for communications, like the other people behind you.
This is a technological
you can do that
issue.
Too.
We're discovering breakdowns in the protocol by the fire department, the emergency services, and the PPD.
No, what you're doing is you're coming up to meetings so that people who want to testify on other issues are going to get less time.
Will you guys meet with us
order.
About this problem? Because people are being injured, and there's no communication between PPD and emergency services about how to properly triage these victims. Would you agree to meet with my group and discuss some of the breakdown?
I have already said I will be available in the park after this meeting.
I'm representing another group.
Because we have another meeting this afternoon, so it's really up to you guys. Could I ask you for to state your name for the record, please? He was not speaking
this is
to
outrageous.
The subject, so I've
this
moved
is
on.
Outrageous.
This my name is Robert
no,
West.
It's not a communication problem. It's a listening problem. Sir, go ahead.
My name is Robert West. I'm with from the police 911, and there's a couple things I want to bring up. One is Keith Davis is banned from city council because one of the commissioner people workers filed an anti-stalking order against him, which now prohibits Keith Davis from coming in to testify. I think that is absolutely 100% wrong. Keith Davis should be able to come to city council
again,
just like everyone else.
This has nothing to do with the issue at hand.
And
so unless you're going to get to the issue at hand, I'm going to have to ask you to stop.
I also wanted to bring up the fact that a little child was gassed. Portland police fired tear gas at a little child.
You know, I hate to do this, folks. We're going to have to take another recess. I'm sorry for those of you who showed up today to testify on these items. We'll take a recess.